Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, as we have here two blot left to the first parak of Maseches Erevin, parak Mavui, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis talking about Tzuras HaPesach. So we mentioned that there is an issue whether a Tzuras HaPesach can be put on an area wider than 10 amos. The pashup shot of our Mishnah was yes. Right, the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Right, what did the Mishnah say there, if you remember? Right, so that's pretty clear that you would be able to close off a Mavui with a Tzuras HaPesach over an area that is wider than 10. But do we paskin that way or not? That was the question. So we had a machlokas yesterday to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether we compare the laws of Kilayim and the laws of Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says we do compare them. Kemechitzas Shabbos, Kemechitzas Kilayim, right? Neither of them are allowed to have a Tzuras HaPesach over an area wider than Tanamos. And Reish Lakish says, maybe we don't compare, right? Maybe we shouldn't compare the two. Even though there's Tzuras HaPesachs by both, but there might be different definitions. That was the last point that we mentioned, that some Achronim suggest that when it comes to Kilayim and Shabbos, so then there could be different definitions. Right, you could have one, and you could go, depending on which direction you go in. You could have one, let's say Shabbos, is an idea of Hekef Makom. It has to just be surrounded. It might not have to have a halachic walls in the same standard sense as Kilayim or as Sukkah. Right, Tosfos, the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, seems to be machalik between Sukkah and Shabbos. The Shabbos is more of a din of Hekef Makom, while Sukkah is a din of Mechitzas. In general, there is that's the Reb Chaim, if you want to look in Hilchos Shabbos, Yud Zayin, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. There is a general idea that we do connect different areas of Halacha, and all of Torah is generally looked at as one big unit, and that's what's quoted. Rav Shechter likes to quote the Gemara in Sukkah, relating to the boards of the Mishkan. The boards of the Mishkan have to be vertical and not horizontal. Doesn't say that explicitly. You kind of get that impression of from the Torah, because you have to put the Bukrashim into the Adonim, which are on the bottom. But the Gemara says, how do you know that you have to be standing up? Sorry, the other way. How do you know, that's the source. How do you know that you have to hold Dalin Minim straight up? How do you know that you're not going to hold the lulav upside down or the esrog? And that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, to pick up the esrog upside down in order not to be yotzei until after you make the bracha. How do you know that you have to hold them derech gidei lasan as they grow? Because it says azeshitim omdim. Because it says the boards of the Mishkan were standing straight up, as it says. They went into the Adonim and they're standing vertically. So too, the boards of the Mishkan. Ma'inyan, boards of the Mishkan, to Dalad Mina Mansukis. Right? What is the connection between those two? So that's an example of Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, which is the language of the Tosefta in the seventh parak in Sanhedrin, in the context of people asking rabbis questions, one asking within the context of it's the Erev Pesach, and you ask a Pesach question, and it's Erev Pesach, and you ask a Tisha B'Av question. Right? So one of them is asking Ki'inyan, one of them is asking Shalom Ki'inyan. But the Gemara says, maybe you couldn't do one opinion, I forgot it was Machlokes or Meir or the Rabbanan, that says, oh, you don't have to ask Mechila for that. Why? Because Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Really, it's one Indian. So Tisha B'Av and Pesach are, you know, not so bad. It's interesting. I just gave that example because those two dafka are connected. Right. Remember the Rama in Hilchos Pesach says that we eat eggs at the Seder, Zecher, because the night of the Seder is the same night of the week as, Tisha B'Av that summer. So that's a machal of Avelim. But in general, that's the idea of Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. But there are definitely different categories within Torah. Different categories within Torah. So sometimes the Gemara will say you can't learn one from the other. Mamonu mi isura lo yalfinan. Mamonu mi knasa lo yalfinan. The Gemara would have the breaks. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Aderes Eliyahu. Remember, almost all the Sfarim that we have of the Vilna Gaon were written by the Talmidim, not the Gra himself. So in the Aderes Eliyahu, in Parsha Shoftim, the Aderes Eliyahu, the Gra, explains the Pasuk in Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Right, the three different categories of Torah, says the Gra. Bein dam ladam, that's Isser v'heter. Bein din ladin is choshe mishpat. And bein nega lanega is tumavitara. Says the Gra, there's really three different categories of Torah, and you might not be able to mix and match, and there are different rules. There are different rules of what you do in each category. Just an example in the case of Safik. By Isser v'heter, what's Safik? Safik d'raisa l'chumra, Safik d'rabbanan l'kula. By Dina Mamanis, what's the din of Safik? Hamos Mechavira, love Araya. Tum of Atara, what's the din of Safik? Safik Tumar Brishas Arabim Tahar, Safik Tumar Brishas Yachid Tameh. So in each of those three categories that we just mentioned, there's different rules of what to do Bakam Safik. The Torah doesn't want you to have a stalemate, so there are different rules. But we just said each of those are very different. Right? Hamos Mechalav Araya is very different than Safik Daraisa Lachomer, Safik Darabana Lakula, which is different than Safik Tumma, Brishas Arabim, Brishas Yachid. But in general, there is a larger category of Torah, but there are chilukim, and that's this issue yesterday that we had between Rechon and Reish Lakish, whether you compare Shabbos and Kilayim. Okay, let's continue now from four lines up from the bottom. Something about Rabbi Yonah Amar, Rev Oshia Boi, Hada Peya. This Peya, remember Peya was another name to say Teresa Pesach, because Peya means something braided on top of the poles. So Peya is the way that the Gemara calls Teresa Pesach. So Hada Peya, this Teresa Pesach that we're talking about, that Reish Lakish is Moda, right? What did we just say? We just said that Reb Zeira quoted, if you go back a few lines, Reb Zeira quoted that Reish Lakish is Moda regarding Shabbos. Reish Lakish is Shita that allows it with more than a ten amas wide is only by Kilayim. But he's modeh by Shabbos, that it does not work. So this idea that he's modeh for Kilayim and not for Shabbos, which type of Teresa Pesach are we talking about? We mentioned a couple of days ago, about a week ago, right? There's a better Teresa Pesach where you have the string on top or the reed on top of the Teresa Pesach, or the weaker one, which is it's on the side on top, which we said doesn't work for our heirs. We mentioned, what are you about Tachuv? We spoke about that. The Achronim wonder, what if it goes straight through the top? So is that called on top, but you still have some pole on top of it? There's a major machlokas aposkim. We mentioned the Prima Gadim has a suffix about it. Many poskim are makel. Many modern Arabs rely on that. And definitely Bidyeved. I remember once had a case where it was like right before Shabbos and there was a tachav situation. So definitely you rely on that for Bidyeved for sure. David for sure. So by Hadapeya, Ama is Amer. Hadapeya. So this, what are we talking about? Which type of Teresa Pesach? Milamalon minatzad. When we say that Reish Lakish says it doesn't work by Shabbos, it's too wide, ten amos, but it does work by Kilayim. So are we talking about one where it's on top, meaning the superior type of Teresa Pesach, or the less one, minatzad? See, Timur milamalon. If we're talking about the better one, milamalon, but right, the perfect Teresa Pesach, then kolshekem minatzad. Then surely the minatzad, surely an inferior one is not going to work for Shabbos. But itamar minatzad. But if you're saying, if we're talking about minatzad, if when Reish Lakish says it does not work by Shabbos, but it works by Kilayim, that's the talking about the inferior one, minatzad, then maybe the better one will work even by Shabbos. Milamalan. So, ha milamalan lo. But milamalan, you wouldn't say that it's a problem by Shabbos, and therefore, it would work for Shabbos, which is what we said we hold. So the Gemara says, that's the question, that what was, which was a Pesach, was Rav, Zeira talking about when he said Reish Lakish is Modeh. And then we had, just to remember, we had two statements at the end of Shir yesterday. Reb Zeira said Reish Lakish is Modeh by Shabbos. Just Kilayim, he says it's good, but it's Modeh by Shabbos. And then Rebbe Chagai said, well, our Mishnah proves that's true. Our Mishnah proves that Reish Lakish says it's no good by Shabbos. Why? Because what did our Mishnah say? Remember what Mishnah we're talking about? Talking about a case in the Mishnah where you have the Chavalim, right? You make these three ropes, horizontal ropes around your area, because you want, as long as you do it within three tefachim of each other and three tefachim of the ground, you're good. So Reb Chagai said, well, why did the Mishnah talk about three ropes? Why didn't the Mishnah just say the top rope? Put the top rope, you have it on poles anyway, how you're holding it up. So you have it on poles anyway, so why don't you just have the top pole? It must be that it's no good by Shabbos. Right? And that was the riot to Reish Lakish. The fact that, that's what Reb Chagai proved from our Mishnah. The fact that our Mishnah suggested the three ropes going around, instead of just use the one on top, it must be that our Mishnah proves that a Teresa Pesach is no good, because you have poles anyway. So it must be the Teresa Pesach is no good. It must be a case of more than Tanamos. And that's why the Teresa Pesach is no good in the case of the Mishnah. So now we're going to get back to that. So Gemara says, Itamar. We're going to flip the Gersa. Im Tamar min Hatzad. If we say that Reish Lakish was talking about the inferior type of Tzuras HaPesachs, when Reish Lakish said that it's good for Kilayim and not for Shabbos, he's talking about the inferior type of Tzuras HaPesachs, so Yosav Reb Chagai. Then Reb Chagai's comment that our mission approves like Reish Lakish's Shita is a good, it's a good comment. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming, Pasha Pshat, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. Meaning, like when you have the poles, let's say you have three levels of ropes in the Mishnah. So the bottom two levels of ropes, those are for sure menatzad, right? You have these poles standing up and you're wrapping around the ropes every three tefachim. Those are for sure menatzad. So the Gemara is assuming that the top one would probably also be menatzad. So if you say that Reish Lakish is talking about Tzuras HaPesach menatzad, then Rabbi Chagai's comment that our Mishnah is a proof is a good proof because everybody, both Reish Lakish and the Mishnah, are talking about Tzuras HaPesach menatzad, where you have the top, you know, the top, the kana al-gabein is not really al-gabein, it's next to it. Said, yes, I'm Rabbi Chagai. But im tamar milamalan, again, we flip the gersa, but if you say Reish Lakish is talking about milamalan, a good Tzuras HaPesach, a superior Tzuras HaPesach, then what's Reb Chagai talking about? Lo am Reb Chagai klum. The Mishnah is talking about a case of inferior Tzuras HaPesachs. Right? So, that's different than what Reish Lakish is talking about. Since the Mishnah is talking about Minatzad, that's no proof as to what Reish Lakish would say about Lamala. So the Mishnah says you can't, right? The Mishnah says they didn't do Tzuras HaPesach. They didn't suggest that. But maybe they didn't suggest that because those are Minatzad, but Reish Lakish holds Lamala. So that's what the Gemara says. Again, what did we do so far? The Gemara first said, well, is Reish Lakish talking about a case of Tzuras HaPesach's good ones, right? Where it's on top or on the side? And the Gemara just said, well, if he's talking about on the side, then Rabbi Chagai's comment for the Mishnah makes sense because they're both talking about the same types of Tzuras HaPesach. But if Reish Lakish is talking about the superior type of Tzuras HaPesach, then the Mishnah is no raya, right? The Mishnah is talking about a case of Minatzad and Reish Lakish is talking about a case of Milamala. So Gemara says, no. Maybe Reb Chagai is a raya anyway. Manav Shach. Reb Chagai is a raya anyway. Why? Who says the Mishnah has to be talking about a case of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad? If Milamalan, if Reish Lakish is talking about a good superior Tzuras HaPesach from the top, Hari Milamalan. So then the Mishnah should have given the Eitzah to put the Tzuras HaPesach Milamala. Minatzad, Hari Minatzad. And if he's talking about Minatzad, the Mishnah should have given that Eitzah. Meaning, who says the Mishnah is dafka talking about a case of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad? The Mishnah could be talking about any type of Tzuras HaPesach. And yet, the Mishnah did not give that option. The Mishnah did not give the advice of just do the one on top instead of the three wrapped around. So the Mishnah does prove that Tzuras HaPesach, no matter what Reish Lakish holds, would be a proof. No? Isn't that true? The Gemara ends off. No. Rabbana de Kesar Mishum Rabshem Rabbi Yirmiya. Tiftar b'sha'asuyin kimin dakrin. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where you have pointy poles. You can't just say, oh, okay, do it Tzuras HaPesach on top. You have tapered and pointy poles, and therefore, you can't do it Tzuras HaPesach on top. The Mishnah has to be talking about a case of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. And because of that, since it's talking about a case of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad, it's impossible. So there's no raya about, oh, why didn't they suggest to do the Tzuras HaPesach on top? They couldn't. Right? It was pointy poles on top, and therefore there was no space to do it on top. Therefore, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Okay. Period. So again, we're talking about Tzuras HaPesach here, whether it works for Shabbos and for Kilayim, Milamala and Min Hatzad. Let's continue. Reb Zeira, Reb Dimi de Haifa, or de Chifa. B'shem, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Legova, Afilu ad Meya Amma. So we just said that there's a maximum width that a Tzuras HaPesach could cover. We said, again, what we hold is even wider than 10 Amos, but these Amoran seem to say, according to one day, are limited, right? We said maybe Reish Lakish was talking about Minatzad, so Milamala he would agree above 10 Amos. Okay, but either way, that was about the width. What about the height? Is there a maximum height that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be, meaning the top row? So is there a maximum height? So again, our Tzuras HaPesachs that we use, they're very high. They're very high. You could use telephone poles if it's on top of the telephone pole. We use high Tzuras HaPesachs. So, legova, afilu ad mea ama. Even 10 amas, right? Even up to 100 amas. Even up to 100 amas. Amar abudin? No. Hada de tamar linyan kilayim. Again, for kilayim, fine, I would say you're more mekel, and it could be even up to 100 amos. Avalinian Shabbos, says Reb Yudin for Shabbos, lo te pea gavoa min akora. Right, a pea shouldn't be more higher than a korah. And we had a korah, first mission in the Masechta. Korah has to be, what's maximum? 20 amos. So up to 20 amos. So, so too, it's Reza Pesach, says Reb Yudin, should have to be up to 20 amos. The Gemara says, who says? Am Reb Yosa, Am Rebbe, he kilai mi Shabbos. And Reb Yosa Rebbe says, no, same rules. If it works for kilayim, if it works for Shabbos, then it could even be even, higher. Right? Even for Shabbos. So machlokas, Reb Yudin and Reb Yosa, whether it's Reza Pesach, could be even higher. What would be the svara? To be machalik. Al daiti derebi ma bein kor ma bein peya. Right, according to Rebbe, there's a chilak. According to Reb Yosa, according to Rebbe, it's hikilayim Shabbos. What would be a difference? And therefore, that's why Reb Yosa says that according to Rebbe, there wouldn't be a difference. So why would you be mechalik? So where it says you could be mechalik. Kora matzeles meruach achas. Remember, our Mishnah, we're talking about a korah. You have a mavi enclosed on three sides. You're talking about putting a korah on the fourth side. So what is that korah functioning as? So the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky here explains it, based on the korah by the Eda, the korah is mishum heker. Mishum, you know, you want to make sure that you don't forget that you're going from the mavui to the street. It's mishum heker. So if it's mishum heker, so then maybe it could even be, it has to be within 20 amos. Right? That's where the Rabbanan held. And that's why for korah, for Shabbos, it has to be within. But peah, which means Suras HaPesach is functioning as a wall, as an imaginary door. So if it's an imaginary door, you could have a door that's higher than 20 amos, right? Look in the Heichal. Remember Dav Beis, right? You have, look in the Ulam, right? So you could have doorways higher than 20 amos. So therefore, the Gemara says that, it could be even higher. Vitaya, Kaidamar Abzira, B'Shem Rav Hamnuna, Baba Basra, please. Right, and that's why, like Reb Zira Marat, Bishir Rafuna says that it could, the peah, the source of Bezach is functioning as an imaginary wall, not like the chorus. There could be a chilek between them. I didn't mention this, I don't think, back on Dafa Aleph, but remember 20 amos. So 20 amos we have by Sukkah, and 20 amos we have by Mavui, right? And that's put, that Gemara, the Bavli has that halacha Ibam Malik in the second paragraph of Shabbos right next to the Chazal from Parshas Vayeshev, Vahabor Reik Ein Bo Mayim. Ein Bo Mayim. And there was no water. And the Gemara Darshins, and Rashi quotes it, there was no water, but there was Nachashim Vakrabim. So many Ba'ale Agada wonder, what is this, we're talking about the 20 Amos height here, does this have anything to do with the Vahabor Reik? It's put right next to that Agadita. Right, so we mentioned a couple of days ago that remember Rav Huttner writes the Pachad Yisrael, the first piece on Chanukah, that the Torah Shebichsa Baal Peh was written in the Torah Shebaal Peh way because you still got to think and need a Rebbe to figure out what the connection is. So there's some of the Baalei Agada wonder what the whole 20 Amos Sugya, which comes up here again, have to do with V'habar Reikin B'mayim. So there is a Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima deals with the question of the brothers. What did the brothers say? The brothers didn't want to kill him, so they say, okay, throw him into the pit. That's better than killing him. One second. The Gemara in Yevamos says that if Edom see a man fall into a pit with snakes and scorpions, they're allowed to testify to his wife that their husband died. Because if they fell into a pit with snakes and scorpions, then obviously the husband died. So what is the Gemara talking about? What is the Torah saying? They don't want to kill him, they threw him into this pit. But this pit, they saw snakes and scorpions. So the snakes and scorpions, so then how would that help? But they didn't want to kill him. They wanted to just let the animals kill him. Okay, there's an Orach Chaim HaKadosh like that. But what does that mean? So the Torah Tamima on that pasuk says it must be that it was so deep that they didn't see. It was so deep down and so dark that they didn't see into the pit. They didn't see the snakes and scorpions. How do you know? What's a remez? So the pasuk says Vayikachuhu Vayashlichu Oso Habora. They threw him Vayashlichu Oso Habora. And he quotes the Gemara in Meseches Tamid, Ein Hashlacha Pachos Me'asrim Amma. When it says Hashlacha, that phrase, that verb, it always has to be 20 Amas. Vayashlichu, based on something in Kachim. V'kaksiv Vayashlichu, Imkein Haya Habar Amok. The fact that it says Vayashlichu must be that the bar was 20 Amas deep. And if it's 20 Amas deep, What does the Gemara say? Loshata ba'ena. Your eye doesn't see above 20 amos. That's why sukkah and mavui. Loshata ba'ena. So that's why this I got it this year. V'kayim alon, the lamala me'asrim, ain eno shal adam sholetas. Kamo d'kayim alon le'inyin near chanukah v'sukkah. And that's v'yesh l'chavein l'fizeh smichus v'shaychus rosh hazu b'gemara. In my din near chanukah, shnichal lamala me'asrim ama p'sula, p'tol loshata ba'ena. L'yitzal ma'od, that's what he says. L'horos, the lamala me'asrim ama, ain ayin sholetas v'dok. That's the Torah Tamima here in Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev. Good. What was I gonna mention? Oh, the doorways. So there are doorways, before we continue, there are doorways that are above 20 amos. They're above 20 amos. Right? There is a Gemara. It comes up in Perek Chelek, but it also comes up in Baba Basra. In the future, there are definitely gonna be big doorways. Right? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. Ayin Hayam and Aleph, remember, Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir. Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir. And what did he darshin? Azad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahavi avanim tovos amargolias. Hashem in the future is going to bring beautiful stones and pearls. Shem shloshim al shloshim. The stones themselves are going to be 30 by 30. The chokek bahen eser al esrim. And he's going to engrave within them 10 by 20. Umamidan b'shari Yerushalayim. And he's going to put them, these huge gates, in Yerushalayim, he's going to put them there. Ligleg alav oso Talmud. There was a Talmud sitting in the back of the room, scoffing. Ligleg. That's a very strong Talmudic word. Hashta kabiasa detitzla lo mishkachinan. Kulei hai mishkachinan. We don't even find stones the size of a tiny egg. Right? You're going to find such stones? Remember the Gemara tells the story that the Talmud went out on a boat. Chaza malach hasharis. He must have been on a pretty high level. He saw malachim in heaven that were chiseling stones that were 30 by 30. The chakim and they were engraving 10 by 20. Amar lo hani laman, amar lo hey. Asa kadosh baruch hu lidrosh alahamidam b'shari Yerushalayim. He goes back to Rabbi Yochanan and says, Rabbi, keep giving shir. Drosh Rabbi, lacha noya lidrosh, kashara marta kein reisi. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan says, you call that emuna reka. Ilmali reita loha manta malagleg al debir hachalamata. You're a malagleg, you're a scoffer. And it doesn't end so well for that Talmud. But he gave him the look. Venasa Galshal Osamas. Okay. So the Gemara continues. That was just an idea of doorways have different heights. So even if you have, that's what the Gemara just says here. That if it's Megufefes, Me'arbaru Choseha, which means not Misha Makeira, but Midin Mechitza, that could even be above 20 Amos. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Bar Mamal. Tetraflios Sheba Krachim. We'll switch that letter. What are these? We would call it probably an awning, right? You have a building or a house, and the house was built. They didn't have, I guess, perfect size boards in those days to build. So sometimes you have the wood, the horizontal wood, sticking out of the front. So sometimes you have a couple of wood sticking out of the front of the house. So those stickings out weren't made to be an awning for you to sit under and get shade. They're just the edges of the building. They're edges of the roof. So the Gemara says, or Baba Mamal says, you can't be metaltel under those, even if it's an area that's covered, you can't be metaltel under there. And there, it can't be used as a Tzuras HaPesach, because even if it forms that, because it wasn't made to be a Tzuras HaPesach. It was made just to support the roof of the house. And the chiddush of Rabbi Bar Mamal is that that's not going to be good enough. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Asa Uvda Kami Rabbi Yirmiya. We had a story like that with Uvda Kami Rabbi Yirmiya. Barba Amudim Baalem Arba Patstalios. Oh, that's a different story. We had a story where we had a very inferior type of Tzuras HaPesach. Right? We had, on top of the Tzuras HaPesach, we had Patstalios. What are Patstalios? Something inferior. Some say it's klaf. Right? The Al-Karmadeh says Gvilim, scrolls. Shekasuv Alei Nigeres. Revim gadolos, they're not there to hold things up. And he matered it. Rabbi Pinchas said Rabbi Yirmiya matered that. Rabbi Bun, v'rabbanon bon kumi Rabbi Zeira peya meshatatzel besuka. Related to Tzuras, we'll get back to the previous psaka soon. But first, we've been talking about Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos, Tzuras HaPesach for Kilayim. What about Sukkah? Can you use the Tzuras HaPesach for Sukkah? So, Omer alone, peya matzelis b'sukkah. Yeah, you can. You can? You could have a whole open sukkah. So we'll get to it. This means the third wall. Right, the third wall. Peya matzelis b'sukkah. So Gemara says, sov schach mosh yatzel b'sukkah. Well, what about this question? Sov schach. We just said that you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach if it was made to support the house. It wasn't made to be at Tzoras HaPesach for the outer rishus. So that doesn't work for Shabbos. Does that work for Sukkah? Right? Sof schach ma'u she'as b'sukkah, am alone. Ain't sof schach ma'u b'sukkah. No. No, it doesn't. So, ma bein zeh lazeh, what's the difference? What's the difference between the, Tzoras HaPesach and the sof schach? Zeh naseh lekach, switch the girsa, vizeh naseh lekach, eino naseh lekach. It depends what it was made for. If it was made to be a Tzoras HaPesach, then good. If it was made not to be, it was just to be the end of the house, so then it can't. Stop there for a minute. There is a Ramah. The Ramah says in Ilchas Sukkah. Tafresh Lamid Sif Beis. Tafresh Lamid Sif Beis. The Ramah says, Im HaTefach VaHadofen Magia L'Schach Ein Sarakana Al Gabein. He talks about, I will read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch here talks about the walls of the Sukkah. V'yamekana connect. If you have two walls, you put a Tzoras HaPesach on the third side. V'yasal a Tzoras HaPesach, sh'yamid kana laval tefach, ukshe ravabi sh'akana shal gabeyam einu nogeya bohem. And it's kasher, even if the sides are above the top of the Tzoras HaPesach is above the side, poles. The Ramah says, v'ma tefach v'adofen magia l'schach, but if it gets up to the schach, You wouldn't need a kana al gabeyam if the schach reaches above the side poles. That's good enough for your Tzoras HaPesach. You don't need a separate pole for your Tzoras HaPesach if the schach reached there. So the Magen Avram says, but what do you mean? The Yerushalmi Ervin says it's got to beat l'shem Tzoras HaPesach. Magen Avram quotes that are Yerushalmi against that Ramah. The Vidite, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah summarizes this. Fine, Magen Avraham Shikshal Zem Yerushalmi. Vidite Odoray LaHachmir Mishnah Deinu Nasa Aschach Lekach. Aval HaAchronim Yishru Kushyaso. V'Yalkein Asomech Alei Ramah Lo Hifsid. But HaAchronim defend somehow that the Vilna Gaon says maybe the Babli argues on this. Maybe the Babli holds that you don't need. Remember, you don't even need Schach Lishma. You could have a Sukkah Yeshana, right? So as long as the Schach are made, it goes over the poles. That can function as a source of Pesach. Tzoras HaPesach can be used even if it wasn't made to be Tzoras HaPesach. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Kalilin Milayel. This is Rabbi Yavo. Everything we've said for the past daf, Lidi Mesov and Meitin, that's just the give and take in the base medrash. Halahoros Aser. But Rabbi Yavo says, you can't use Tzoras HaPesach on Shabbos. Gemara says, really? Lahoros? Really? You can't use it? Maim Sukkah Kalat Omer Aser. So what's his Svara? If for Sukkah, you can't use Tzoras HaPesach. Meaning for what? For the first two walls, right? Only the third wall. You can't use Tzoras HaPesach for the first two walls. Shabbos HaKamer L'Kol Shekin. So surely Shabbos you can't use Tzoras HaPesach. That's Rabbi Avo's Svara, right? That you can't use Tzoras HaPesach on Shabbos. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Boi Kumi Reb Zeira Mantana Peya Matzeles. Lord Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. One second. But didn't we learn that Tzoras HaPesach does work in Kilayim? And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said up above that you compare Hilchas Kilayim to Hilchas Shabbos. So what are you talking about that Tzoras HaPesach is not going to work by Shabbos? The one Tana that holds Tzoras HaPesach works by Kilayim is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says you compare Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Kilayim. Amalei Hadatana. What does that mean? Says the Pnei Yoshua. Yes, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita. But that's not Lahalacha. Lahalacha, Rabbi Avo would say that Tzoras HaPesach can work by Kilayim, but it wouldn't work by Shabbos. Again, we paskin that it does work by Shabbos. Interesting. The Gemara here calls Sukkah a mitzvah kala. A Sukkah kala. A little bit reminds us of the Bavli, the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The mitzvah kala of Sukkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Goyim to test them, la'asil lavo. Okay, we don't have time for that right now. Says the Mishnah. Makifin bakanim uvad. Next, so we just spoke about in the last Mishnah. If you're stuck and you have to create an area, enclosed area with rope going around horizontally. And what about vertically? What about poles? Makif and bakanim, you can be makif with, you stick poles into the ground, as long as you don't have three tvachim within each one, lovewood. So now the Gemara says, these heterib of using mechitzes that only go in one direction, either poles or ropes. Bishayara dibra dibra bihuda. Bihuda says, that's only shayara. Shayara literally means a caravan. For our purposes, it means three people, three or more. Only for a rabbim will give you this kula. Right? Because it's three people and you're traveling. The Chum omrim, lodibra chum, shayara ala behove. The Chum say no. Even less than three people. The Chum just said, you know, a shayara, because that's what, who people mostly travel in groups. But it can even be for less than three people. Number, shita number three. Kol mechitza shayna shal shazif shal ari, vena mechitza, divra biyosir abiyuda. If it doesn't have both horizontal and vertical, it's no good. It's no good, period. I mean, what's his shita? We said that 2 days ago. Maybe it's only because they're traveling. But technically, if they're not traveling, no good. And then, the chacham omer, a fourth shita, echad mishnei dvarim. No, either horizontal or vertical. The Pnei Moshe explained that this last shita is the most makel shita, even only for one person, and even if you're not traveling. You're b'yishuv. You're in a residential area. So four different shitas in the Tanaim, when you're allowed to rely on more makel types of mechitzas. And then the Gemara says, our Mishnah says, Arba Tfarim Padre B'machaneh. There are four things that if one is in an army encampment, you can be makel. You can be makel because it's hard to keep these halachas. But we had Eitzah B'chol Bakom. You don't have to worry about if you're bringing wood for firewood or for any other needs, you don't have to worry about gezel. Right? Hefker. Bezin says you can take whatever wood you need. Upeter Merchitzas Yadayim. And you don't have to wash your hands, right? Looking for water can be difficult before you eat, before you daven. You don't have to wash your hands. The Ritva says, but yes, Mayim Achronim, that's more chamer, that's Mishum Sakana, that's more chamer. Umi Demai, and Demai, remember we had a whole Masechta, Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrin, so you could rely on the Rov by Demai that most took off. Umila Arev, and from doing an Erev Chatzeres. You can be Mako by all of these in the Machaneh, Tzava. Makifin Bakanim Avad Shalav Vachulu, Makifin Bakanim Bishayara Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be Mako by a shayara, meaning three people. Hayachid tzarach shesiv arif. But yachid, less than three people, Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you need both. You can't have just the inferior. Skip the vav. Ha Reb Yehuda mishanya, that should be, ben yachid l'shayara. So Rabbi Yehuda makes a difference between a yachid and a shayara. V'rabbanan lo mahashni, ben yachid l'shayara. Right, is it true the Rabbanan don't have any kula between a yachid and a shayara? Is the Rabbanan say that you could use this more inferior type of mechitza even for a yachid? But do they have any din, the Gemara is asking? According to the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, this is beferish. There's a difference between the yachid and the more, and three people. Do they have any din, the Rabbanan, that a yachid can be more makel? So Nishmina and Adah, yes, from the following discussion, we'll see that they also have a din that is more makel by a shayara. I guess we'll have to stop here because this goes till the next Amud, this proof. So we'll stop here by shayara, Nishmina and Adah, but we'll continue next time.